Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. ICAST is like Christmas in July for fishermen and manufacturers, and what a week it was in Orlando. We're going to kick things off today with Bassmaster.com's Kyle Jesse, who filed a ton of pictures and more words on the event. And then Rapala Pro Bob Downey is in the house to discuss some of the new products from Crush City and Rapala. And Jay Shakura is in the Rapala Winner's Circle today, coming off his win at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at St. Clair. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised, we're getting things kicked off. Our annual visit with Kyle Jesse from ICAST, which wrapped up just yesterday, really. Got things wrapped up there at ICAST. And, man, a lot of new baits that were introduced, a lot of interesting baits. We're going to talk about some of the Rapala baits in a little while here with Bob Downey, but I just want to get an overall lay of the entire land for the thing, and who better to talk to than Kyle Jesse from Bassmaster.com, who's been writing stories about it and so on, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Kyle, welcome back to the show, man. How are you after a week in beautiful Orlando looking at lures?
I am good. Very, very tired. Obviously, a lot of work goes into, creating the content at ICAST, but a ton of fun, as always, and, getting to see all the newest products on the market is always fun as a fisherman and something I look forward to every year.
You know, and I miss it every year because it's always on the same week as SEC Media Days, and I work with ESPN Radio. I got to be at SEC Media Days every year, and we got a couple of guys back at the shop that are always asking about it. Man, we want to go, and we want to go, and I'm like, be careful what you wish for, because these things are work, man. I mean, there might be an event here or there at night, that's nice, but man, you go hard from, sun up to sundown at these deals.
There's no question. And, the show floor is so big. You spend so much of your time walking. I know I looked at my phone yesterday towards the end of the day, right after dinner, and I had over 14,000 steps taken, which was just a remarkable number, but not surprising whatsoever because, when we're shooting these photo galleries for Bassmaster.com, videos, like you said, stories, you name it, it requires some legwork and naturally, it always seems that whatever booth you're going to, the next booth is 2 miles away, it seems. So it is a ton of work. You're exactly right. We do, the best we can to provide really good content from it. And I think this year we're proud of what we came up with.
So you're saying you're about 142 pounds now? Is that what it is? You're going to be like a jockey when you get back with all that walking?
Yeah, I think I'm in a better position to do that now than I was before, that's for sure. But I think I'm going to be in a good position to take a little break, hopefully over the weekend.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so let's talk about some of the products. You've been doing this a little while now, and so I would imagine that there's not too much that surprises you. But as you walk around and you're looking at stuff, maybe rods and reels, there's not too much that's different there. But tell me about a couple of things that you saw that stopped you and said, ooh, look at that, that's different.
Yeah, there was a lot of different baits. You know, I think that the shift in, you know, technology, obviously with the forward-facing sonar being so popular, there was a lot of baits in that category, which was interesting to see. You know, some new jerk baits and things of that nature, hard baits from Shimano. I mean, there was a ton, and I'm sure you guys will get into it later. But, you know, with the introduction of the Crush City line from Rapala last year at ICAST, and then I assume it'll be like this year in the sense that they'll continue to bring out new shapes, and I was excited to see a lot of those shapes and get to talk to, you know, Kyle Welcher, Bob Downey, some of the anglers that had a hand in helping develop these lures. And that's what I would say takeaway wise. You know, there was a lot of different categories, but, you know, some pretty heavy stuff towards, you know, jig head minnows, things of that nature. And then, you know, Strike King, for instance, had a ton of new lures. You know, it just varies company to company.
And you also get stuff from companies you don't know. I don't know who Gomexus is. I have never even heard of them. Yet they got this big old purple metal swim bait deal that came out. I mean, the box alone looks very impressive that the thing is sitting in. But you do have a number of companies that take advantage of ICAST that aren't necessarily, you know, the big national brands that you know. Buka brand, Buka brand, whatever that swim bait is. I really don't know those people, and that's kind of cool to see their products, you know, side by each along with Strike King and Rapala and Shimano and, you know, and Berkeley and all the biggies.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and that's one of the things I always try my best to do is at least by the final day of the show when we're kind of wrapping up the content that we're providing is try to check out some of the smaller booths and the companies that I might not be as familiar with because, you know, as you mentioned, some of those companies that you see in the new product showcase, you know, photo gallery, when we walk in a new product showcase, you know, you see a ton of the big brands and the names that you recognize. But it is always interesting to see baits from, you know, like you said, those companies you might not be as familiar with. So I always try to, you know, spend my last day at the show trying to maybe get a little more familiar with some of those baits. And you know, it's not super surprising when eventually you see some of those baits playing for somebody in tournaments. And it's always interesting to feel like you kind of saw it first look at ICAST and then see anglers have success with it on the tournament series.
So, I, you know, it to me seems like, and again, I haven't been there, but it seems like this is the Bassmaster Classic Outdoor Expo without 150,000 people, you know, bumping into you carrying buckets around, right? I mean, this is a little bit, you know, a more casual atmosphere where you get an opportunity to really talk to the manufacturers and the pros that are representing these projects.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have Elite Series pros, EQ pros, you name it. They're all over the place. College anglers, you know, even the high school anglers on the final day, a lot of them get to come check it out. But it is similar. I would say, obviously, you know, the Classic, all the companies are selling products, and there's obviously things to buy, and so many companies run awesome deals. And to be quite honest with you, that's one of the things I miss about not getting to go to the Classic Expo anymore, is all the great deals that you have there. But, you know what, I guess it's a lot of retailers talking to companies. You know, I don't know if how much orders are being placed necessarily, but I think that there's a good bit of that going on. And then, you know, it gives opportunity for you know, like Bass, for instance, to go and shoot a lot of content of these new products. And, you know, the fans love it. And again, like I said, as a fisherman, you love to see all the new stuff because, you know, there's no fisherman that ever thinks he has enough tackle. So it's a really fun event.
I'd have to build another barn after going there. I just wouldn't have enough room to get it all done. All right, so, you know, we talked about some of the products that are out there. Talk to me. I mean, there was, you know, Missile Baits came out with their ginormous jig. I still want to see what a jig looks like with a 10-aught hook in it. But give me a couple of things that were just, you're like, dang, what the heck is that? I mean, a couple of things that that kind of shocked you. Not, I don't want to say goofy because these people put a lot of stuff into these products, but a couple of things that were just totally off the wall.
It's hard to say specifically. Obviously, you see certain baits in certain categories that are a little non-traditional, and almost, you know, I hesitate to say this, but almost kind of more eye-catching than probably fish-catching. there seems to be a decent amount of that every year. But to be honest, there wasn't anything super crazy that I noticed that I thought, man, they're really reaching on this one. You know, a lot of the baits that I focused on and got to, you know, really interact with and see were, you know, baits that I thought were probably going to be applicable on the water. But if you go through the new product showcase gallery, you'll see some, as you mentioned earlier, maybe some straight purple glide baits and things of that nature that you look at and you kind of, you know, scratch your head a little bit on. But for the most part, it seemed like there was a giant number of baits that you would think were pretty applicable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I appreciate you so much. And by the way, who makes the decisions on Best in Show? I'm going to share those at the end of the show, some of the highlights of that. But is that like Kyle, Jesse got a vote in that, or is that something that is done by everybody that is there? How does it? Because that's, we picked the SEC all, you know, SEC preseason team, and it's done by the assembled media, 1,300 media members. What about there with Best in Show?
It's done very similarly. So the first night, and I say first night, you know, ICAST is kind of an all-week ordeal, but on Tuesday night, the new product showcase opens, and that's open to all the media members. And everybody goes in there. They get to, take basically a scorecard and a little number two pencil, and you get to check out all the products, and then you vote for them based on category as for which you know, product wins in each division. And then they announce it the next day, and they have a big award ceremony, and nice. It's a good time. It's a big party there. So it's a neat ordeal.
Always a pleasure. Kyle Jesse has been our guest. Kyle, safe travels back, and we appreciate you as always.
Appreciate you, Tom. Thank you.
We got a break in here, and we'll keep the ICAST thoughts going with old Bob Downey. He's next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And we keep the thoughts going regarding ICAST. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I got a couple of things in common with Bob Downey. And actually three. Hummingbird, Rapala, and Omni. Okay, they're sponsors of our show, full disclosure. But they got great products. And they rolled out some new stuff out there at ICAST this week. Bob Downey was down there. And the other thing about Bob Downey, he is doing something that is a little bit unique. His wife had a baby, and he missed a tournament, all right? And so now he's trying to make the Classic with eight tournaments, and he's got a shot, man. I mean, after finishing 14th, he's got a shot. He joins us now on the VMC Hook, Bob Downey. Bob, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you having me on. I'm doing good. I just got home from ICAST, as you said, and yeah, we're home for a few more weeks before we end our season out in New York, the last couple events, but it's good to be home for a bit and have a little summer break here.
Let's talk about that for a minute. You did the right thing. You know, you had the baby, your wife had the baby, you didn't have the baby, you didn't do much on that deal. You did your thing a few months ago, and then that's it, you're out of the picture. But you had to be. Now, was that number one for you guys, or do you have more than that? That's number one, so you got to be.
No.
No?
Yeah, that was our first one.
The first one. So you got to be there. I mean, there was no doubt about it. I used to be a college football coach, and I did. I was a little late getting to a couple of them. I'm going to be honest with you, but you know, it's you did the right thing. You missed the Harris chain. Do you like the Harris chain? Did it hurt you to miss the Harris chain? Because you finished next week 15th out of Palatka. You know, you might have finished the top 10 at the Harris chain. You never know the way you were going.
Yeah, I mean, I do like that place. I had fun the one time I've been there. I missed the cut. I think I was in the 60s or something like that. But it's a fun lake. It reminds me of home, natural lake, bunch of grass. So, yeah, I enjoy it. But, you know, I wouldn't change anything. You know, to miss that event for the birth of our first child was absolutely worth it. And I kind of thought maybe I killed my chances of making the Classic, but that was okay. It was one season, and it's not the end of the world. But all of a sudden, here we are going into the New York Swing, and we've got a shot at it. You know, we need to have a couple good tournaments still, but kind of fun to be back in the mix a bit.
It didn't hurt you that our next guest, Jay Shakurit, won up there at St. Clair. I mean, that helps you because that pushed that number down maybe to 41 now because he's going to double qualify. So you got to be a big Jay Shakurit fan right now.
Yeah, I was rooting for him to win because I knew that he would double qualify and that would open up another spot. And, you know, Justin Hamner, he's going to double qualify too. And so it's already, you know, with him and Jay, it's down to 42 spots right now. So I was ecstatic to see Jay win for sure.
Bob is sitting in 48th place. Now, when you had the baby, my wife and I know it sounds goofy to say it in this day and age, we had nine. Okay. We just did this thing over and over and over again. My wife just loved babies and we have a big family now and it's great. But I couldn't resist when those babies came out, they'd hand me the baby and I'd be like, but 8-2. I'm saying every time they hand me the baby, I'm thinking like I've weighed enough fish and I'm like, well, this one's about 7.5, you know? So when they handed you your child for the first time, did you just kind of wait a little bit? I mean, I'm not saying you put it on the Rapala scale, you know what I mean? Maybe that new scale you would have put it on, but I'm not saying you do that, but did you kind of try to guess a little bit how much it weighed before they told you how much it weighed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all kind of sat around and guessed before they weighed him a couple hours after he was born.
Yeah.
So that's always kind of fun. It's it's funny how babies are, you know, somewhat equivalent to like a big largemouth, you know, so in terms of length and inches and pounds and everything. So, yeah, he was 7'13", and I think keeper. He was like just under. What's that?
That's a keeper.
Yeah, big keeper.
That's a good keeper.
And just so happened to be the next week at the St. John's. I had a buddy back home tell me I needed to go catch some jet-sized bass at St. John's. Our son's name is Jet, and ended up catching 2 7-pounders down there that week. So that was kind of a cool deal.
You weigh that? You say, well, that about weighs about as much as the kid. Now you may know what, you know, 7-pounder feels like a little bit better because, you know, with the 7-pound kid. Now here's a funny story. Yeah. Our biggest one was 9 pounds, 10 ounces. I mean, and that's closest to a 10-pounder I have come yet. I mean, that's a good one there. 9 pounds, 10 ounces. But here's the flip side of the story. If she weighs 100 pounds right now, she's 35 years old, something like that. If she weighs 100 pounds right now, she weighs a lot. And she's the smallest of all of our kids. She was the biggest baby, and she's the littlest person that we got now as an adult.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Huh. Well, that's wild. Yeah.
That is,
you wouldn't expect that.
You would not expect that. That's for sure. So, so now, like I said, you moved up to 48, the 2 events up there. Now, last year, you missed a cut, I think, in both events at Champlain and the St. Lawrence. And this is a little different St. Lawrence deal, even though it might just be a long boat ride for you because you might still go heading for the lake. But, you know, so you got to have an idea in your mind. You got to be thinking top 20s, right? A couple of top 20s and you're in.
Yeah. I actually made the cut in both of them last year, but I was in, I think I was in the 40s. So I just,
oh, that's right. You just made the cut last year. Yeah.
But I figure I need some top. I kind of did the math on it, and it's hard to be exact with 2 events left, but I figure if I got a couple top 35s, I'll be in. So that isn't easy against that group, especially when you're in smallmouth country. It's so easy to finish 75th versus 35th in a smallmouth tournament. There's just, you know, the margin for error is very slim. The weights are always so tight. You know, you bring in a 17-pound bag one day and it kills you, and you know that it's easy to do. So I gotta put my head down and to work, and you know, take it as serious as I will any other tournament to make sure I can have a couple good finishes and see how the year shakes out.
Yeah, 50th at Plattsburgh and then 43rd out of Clayton and St. Lawrence River last year. So I misspoke there. You did make the cuts there. You just slipped in and got the fish on Saturday, both of those days. All right. Let's shift gears a little bit. Bob Downey with us, Rapala Pro. And I got to be honest, man, when I got my hands on that Maverick jerkbait last year, I thought, oh, this is nice. You know, finally a Rapala jerkbait that we can cast into the wind. It's got the weight transfer. I love the way the profile in the water. That's all great. And I remember the first thing I said to the guys at Rapala was, can we get one that goes a little deeper? And they're like, just hang on, okay? And sure enough, they come out with the Maverick this year that does get some added depth, and it really now completes that line, I would think, of the water column. And the thing just runs true no matter how hard you jerk it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. That was one of my first questions for them, too, when the first Maverick came out. Is are we getting a deeper one? And now we got a deeper one. I've had a chance to throw it a decent amount so far this year, and it gets down pretty good. It's got a big bill on it. On 8-pound fluorocarbon, you can get that thing 10 to 12 foot. You know, I usually throw a jerkbait on about 10, and you can still get it on close to 10 feet with that, and that's a big deal. In this day and age with forward facing too, those deeper jerk baits play even more. And, you know, in smallmouth country as well, I love to throw a deep jerk bait, for those fish that are, you know, 15 to 20 foot down. If you can get that jerk bait, you know, down in the middle of that water column, you can call those fish up on bottom a lot of times. So I'm excited to throw that in smallmouth country too.
Yeah, and I think that'll be great. Soft plastics to crush city line continues to grow. You know, I've been able to kind of have those in my hand a little bit and feel a little bit what they're like, and I think that they closed a few gaps there as well in the plastic side of things.
Yeah, they definitely did. There was some holes in the lineup, but we knew that, and we kind of knew some new shapes were coming, so Yeah, now we got those filled. We got a couple new worms. One is a pig stick, more of a wacky rig, Texas rig type worm. Really good action on it. Got a little slot in the middle for a VMC crossover band if you want to wacky rig it. Then we got a janitor, which is more of a skinny straight tail worm, that more of a Nico rig drop shot worm. So both of those are really good. That's janitor's a really good Nico worm. I've had a chance to throw it here around the house quite a bit for largemouth wrong grass, and it's really impressed me in terms of a Nico worm. We got a new shape or new size in the mare, 2.5 inch. We have a 3 and a 4 already, but that 2.5 really fills that small gap that we had for smallmouth, spotted bass, and maybe even pressured largemouth too. But so new size in the mare. Then we got the hedgehog, which is more of a creature style bait.
I like that.
Rig. You could flip it.
Yeah
it's
you, a cool you know what? One. You could Carolina rig it. And that's the thing. I want to see what it looks like behind a Carolina rig, because that's a good looking bait too. And that's a little bit bigger, you know, than the cleanup craw, which I like, you know, the, a little bit more size there. And as a creature bait, I think it's going to be very effective. And you can clip some stuff off it if you want. You know what I mean? And make it a little more stealth. Yeah.
Yep, you could throw in a football jig for a trailer, a big bulky trailer too. So that's a cool little bait. And then we got the new Mooch Minnow too, which a lot of people have heard of and seen on a national level already. But that thing's just a killer on a jig head for suspended fish. But you can also throw it on a jig head up shallow and just wind it in like you would a swim bait, with just a real subtle kick to it. You can throw it as a trailer on a spinnerbait or a you know, smaller chatterbait too. So it's a good lineup that we got coming out, 4 new shapes and then 1 new size. So really helped kind of round out that lineup in the Crush City arena. Yeah,
good stuff. And I don't hate the new scale either. I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's going to be easy to see, you know, polarized sunglasses. And the old scale is fantastic too, but this one with a touch screen is going to be really good. As well. Yeah, excellent stuff. And of course, all of that stuff you can get at Omnia Fishing as well. We're together, great Omnia Fishing, Omnia Pro Fishing app as well. Bob and I both use that as well. And of course, at Omnia Fishing, a great place to find all your Rapala products. Bob, I appreciate you so much, man. Take care of that baby, the big guy. And let's see, let's close this deal. I would love to see you make the classic on 8 events. That would be cool.
That'd be a cool deal. We're going to shoot for it, and I appreciate you having me on, Tom.
All right, thank you. That's old Bob Downey, as they like to call him. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, speaking of Rapala, Rapala Winner's Circle with Jason Kirk next, right here, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winners Circle. And boy, this is a young man that has been really good ever since he was Rookie of the Year, and he just continues to slug away. Jay Shakur, all he did was go out there and win the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at St. Clair, 75 pounds, 5 ounces. That's a 3-day deal, guys, okay? And he hammered away at him out there, and he joins us. By the way, also 7th in the Angler of the Year standings with the final 2 events coming up in August, up north as well. He's obviously proficient with the smallmouth. Jay, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
This is a pretty impressive deal, man. I mean, you know, you deal with the locals. You're dealing with 200 guys. You know, it's twice the size of the field for an elite deal, and you go out there and you get this victory. It's not like you needed to win that tournament to be in the Classic. You're firmly in the top 10 in points, but boy, I tell you what, the check doesn't suck, and it's nice to get a win, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, going into that tournament, I really didn't think I had like a really good shot at winning, just because, like you said, there's so many boats and so much pressure, and that was actually only my third time to St. Clair. So it wasn't like I was a big local or anything like that, but just found the right areas and the right fish, and I found what they like to bite.
Yeah, you did. And you know, you increased your weight each and every day. You started out with 24.3, then you go to 25.1, then you go 26.1. I mean, you were on a century belt pace if this was an elite deal, a 4-day deal, but talk about fishing a body of water like that that's relatively shallow the entire thing. It's got sand everywhere. There are rocks here and there and boulders, but it's massive. I mean, it's like the 6th Great Lake. I mean, it's huge. How do you find this stuff? What do you mean you found the right spot? You can't possibly scope the whole lake. I mean, how do you find something like this?
Yeah, that was the hardest part. I mean, the practice I had, if you would have told me I was going to win, I would have said you're crazy. You know, I was catching some nice fish in practice, but nothing too, it didn't get me super excited. So basically the places I found, I actually found during the event. I didn't find them in practice. And that's kind of how St. Clair is, you know, you want to find, so in practice, I'll try and find generally, you know, these sections that are like 1 to 2 miles long that I feel like the fish are using, but I don't know exactly where I'm going to end up fishing in the tournament, you know, because if you go off your mapping and stuff like that, there's really nothing to go off of. It's just one giant flat, you know, like where I was fishing in Anchor Bay, it's all 10 to 13 feet deep. Like there's no, really not many differences anywhere. So if you get a bite somewhere, generally that means something. You know, maybe if it's a smaller fish, it might not mean as much, but if it's, you know, like a 4 or 5 pounder, that generally means something. And you can generally go back through that same area where you caught that fish, and catch more. Now you might not know why they're there just because everything looks so similar, but there's a reason that a bigger fish uses a certain section of Lake St. Clair, whether it's a little bit cleaner bottom and you don't really know that, or there's just more bait in the area, or it's the way, the current setup, which is, I think, it was a combination of all three for me. It was how the current was setting up. It was how there was clean bottom next to taller grass where I was fishing. And there was also the combination of all kinds of bait. I mean, they're puking up perch, crayfish, just fatter fish, in my opinion, than other fish I caught throughout the entire lake.
Now, you took a Strike King 3X Baby Z 2 and did a couple of different things with it. Talk about how you would determine whether or not you used it as a swim bait type of deal or a minnow, you know, whatever you want to call it, minnow bait, hovering it over their head, really. I don't really call that a swim bait. And then other times, drop shotting it. Talk about going back and forth between those two techniques.
Yeah, so originally, throughout the entire practice and the first day of the tournament, all I used was the Baby Z2 on a drop shot. 8 ounce weight, you know, let them chase it to the bottom, you know, kind of dead stick it there. They'd eat it as it was falling, stuff like that. And that was kind of like my primary deal. And that was also one of my primary deals last year when I was there for the Elite Series. So I kind of stuck with that same deal with the drop shot. But it wasn't until like probably midday on day two where I lost multiple fish on the drop shot, and I wasn't sure why. A lot of big fish with the drop shot, and they just weren't having it. They weren't even hardly following it. They weren't following it down to the bottom, and I was like, what is going on? These fish were just getting so much pressure and stuff like that. And the year prior, you know, doing the minnow deal like everybody is doing nowadays wasn't really the thing to do. The thing with St. Clair is like the fish have a different mood every single day. You know, one day they're on the drop shot, one day they're on a spy bait, one day, you know, they're just on random stuff. That's when I picked up the minnow, was on day two, that Baby Z2, and started hovering it above their heads. Now, you know, it's only 10 feet deep, so it's not the easiest thing to do in that shallower water, especially when a fish is, you know, 4 or 5 feet under the surface. You know, that bait falls quick and you really have to kind of feather it above them. But it was kind of the light bulb went off when I realized that they would commit to that bait, and it was something that, you know, not everybody in the field was doing. I felt like a lot of guys were fishing bottom baits just because the Great Lakes in general, that's kind of what it's known for, and usually that's what you can catch the fish doing. But it was when I switched over to that Baby Z2 on the jig head and started putting them in the boat.
Talk about that color, too, because that was a little different. Jay Shakurik with us here off his win at the St. Clair, or in at St. Clair in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open. And you know, a lot of times you see guys going with a straight pearl or a kind of a straight shag color, but it looked like you had something there that was a little bit of a golden look to it.
Yeah, I was using a color called Arkansas Shiner, so basically everything I saw in my live well and everything that these fish spit up resembled either a perch or a crayfish. I never saw any like Cisco shiners, alewives. I never saw them spit anything up that didn't have some color in it, some darker color. So I basically wanted to kind of get the best of both worlds, and that Arkansas shiner was a darker kind of a gold brown, had some yellow in it. So it resembled those perch really well, resembled even the crayfish really well. Obviously a crayfish doesn't swim in the middle of the water column, but it doesn't hurt to have a color that at least resembles what they're primarily eating out there.
What was up with the braid that you're using there? Was that a two-tone braid, or is that a colored floral? What was up with that?
Yeah, so that's actually a new braid from Seaguar. It's a Japanese braid. It's their new JDM style of braid, and it is two-tone, so primarily the line is kind of a reddish pink color, and then I'm not sure how it's metered, but every once in a while there's a section of the line that's pretty much dyed chartreuse, so you can kind of watch your bait as it's falling. Gives you a good you know, just a sense of how your bait's falling, where your line's at all times in the water.
Yeah, Jay Shakurik with us here. All right, so you were quoted as saying, oh, it's nice to get locked up, you know, because you're not fishing two more tournaments, you're fishing four more. You're going to fish the other two events in Division Three, the Northern Division of the Opens. But you're like, oh, now I can concentrate on going forward with the AOI. You were seventh. Right? You're sitting in seventh. You were not going to miss the Classic, my friend. This wasn't like, oh, I got to make the Classic. You know, I would imagine it doesn't change your strategy too much.
No, it's not going to change my strategy at all. It does feel good to know that I'm already in the Classic, just in case, you know, something crazy were to happen. I don't know if realistically how the points would shake out if I were to do really bad in the next two. But yeah, I mean, it just gives you a little cushion. Like, you're already in the Classic. And the thing about like the St. Lawrence this year is we're going all the way out of Waddington. Obviously I want to go fish the lake, and that's a long ways. And there's a lot of obstacles that can happen from takeoff in Waddington all the way out to the middle of Lake Ontario. Not a lot of fishing time, things like that. So it just, you know, makes things more comfortable. And I feel like, I mean, obviously I was going to go for it already, but this just determines that, you know, I'm going to go for it 100% now.
The number I've heard out of Waddington, and I fished back way back in the 80s. I fished a number of tournaments up there, and we would pretty much stay in the river for the most part, unless we were going out of Clayton. Of course, we were running 17 and a half foot Rangers with 150s on them back then, you know what I mean? But I hear 80 miles, but that's, I think, kind of to the mouth. I mean, then you got to get out to wherever you want to get out to. If you're going out to the Galoo Islands or wherever you're going, how far do you think it is one way to the fishing grounds that you would want to try and get to?
I mean, the getting to the mouth is step number one, like you said, like the 80-mile range. Obviously, running into the lake, I mean, another, you know, 20 or 30 miles is probably about where I'd want to be at. I mean, you know, round trip, you're talking 130-ish miles, something like that. 120. 110, 120 is probably going to be like my max. Once you start talking 130, 140, that's, you ain't got much fishing time for that. And, you know, this is, we're talking on good conditions, you know, not,
yeah, you gotta go.
3 and 4 footers, right? I mean, because primarily I want to get out to where the bigger fish are at. And if I can only make it to the mouth, then so be it. But in general, I want to be closer to that lake just because I know I have a better shot at catching a 6 or 7 pounder there.
3 straight top 10s in the elites, and then you go get the win at the Open. Man, you are hot. Talk to me about momentum. Is that a thing in fishing? I mean, is it about confidence? What is it? I mean, because you are rolling.
Yeah, I think it is. I had two mediocre finishes in Florida this year. And it was right before I kind of got on this little run. And when I left Florida, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty pissed off. I found a lot of good fish, and storms ruined a lot of what I had going on, and just came out of there with mediocre finishes, lost a couple of really nice fish, missed two cuts. And I came into Lake Murray really wanting to catch them. I really like the way the lake sets up, clear water, largemouth. Just got comfortable there, ended up taking a top 10 there, and the rest is history. I mean, drove down to Alabama with not expecting, you know, just wanted to make a couple cuts because I had never fished Alabama in the month of June, stuff like that. Next thing I know, you know, the place is set up really like how I like to fish. Even Wheeler was really the exception. You know, a Tennessee River, have really never done well there in the past. Never even been there on a Tennessee River that time of the year. And, you know, found fish the way I like to catch them. And, yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're top 25 at the two events in Florida, just 25th, 28th, something like that, make the cut. Just make the cut.
Yeah.
You're leading the points. I mean, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, you offset it. You know, maybe if you're top 25, maybe you don't go 3 straight, you know, top 10s either. So
right.
It's a zero-sum world. But, you know, that's tremendous stuff. Well, Jay Shakur has been our guest. Jay, best of luck the rest of the way, man. You're in shouting range, 45, 46 points, something like that, from the lead in AOI, and you're going to some places that you have done very well in the past. So best of luck up north in New York and also, you know, in the upper Mississippi and there Leech Lake, which everybody seems to be excited about. So we wish you the best.
All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man, thank you. Jay Shakur. I mean, you know, I first had him on when he won Rookie of the Year. Kind of reserved, a little laid back, young, you know. Now he's an old man. Now he's 25. You know, there's like a bunch of guys on tour that are even younger than him now. But he can catch him, man. Catch him in a walleye background. I mean, this guy came out of a walleye background. And his father was an outstanding fisherman. And this kid has an AOI in the future, at least one. He was also fourth at the Classic. We didn't even mention that. He was fourth at Grand Lake at the Classic as well. Good fisherman. Good kid. Good fisherman. I like him. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we return, we will wrap this one up. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a dot for you based on your current location and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. As promised, let's take a look at some of the ICAST 2024 Best of Category winners from this year's ICAST. In the freshwater rod category from Pure Fishing, it's the Ugly Stick GX2 spinning rod that took home the honors. In the rod and reel combo for freshwater fishing, the St. Croix GXR Bass Systems. The freshwater reel was Shimano's Vanford FA spinning reel. Freshwater soft lure, it's the Shad Rod LT swim bait. LT stands for line through, and that is from Z-Man Fishing. In the fishing line category, Suffix takes home the award with Suffix Revolve, the ultra-thin finesse braid from Rapala. And also in the terminal tackle, it's the VMC Redline Series tungsten swim bait jig from Rapala that gets the nod there. So congratulations to our friends at Rapala for that. You can go to the ICAST site, ICAST 2024, and see all of the winners from this year's show as well. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. And remember, if you missed any of the show, it's always available to you at Bassmaster.com, and just click on the Anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. And it's also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.